Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV, and today we're talking with Damon Root, a senior editor at Reason.com and a devoted Supreme Court watcher. The Supreme Court's back in session. Damon, what are the cases that are particularly piquing your curiosity this session?
Well, you know, the healthcare case is obviously the big one. I mean, that's one of the biggest ones in the last few years.
And this is about the whether or not the individual mandate is constitutional and more than that as well?
It's about more than that. So is the individual mandate exceed Congress's power under the Commerce Clause? If it does exceed that power, does the whole healthcare act have to be struck down or can the individual mandate be severed from it? There's also a question of, is because this is potentially a tax, does that mean that you can't actually challenge it until the tax law goes into effect?
Now, and the Supreme Court in a kind of unprecedented move is allowing 4 days of oral testimony, oral argument?
3 days, I think it is. Basically five and a half hours of argument to devote to all these different questions, basically four separate questions.
What's your sense of things? What's going to happen?
Well, it's not clear to me that there are five votes against the Health Care Act. You know, a lot of the conversation focuses on Justice Kennedy. He's often the fifth vote, the swing vote. Yeah, it's not clear to me that even that the Chief Justice Roberts is going to vote to strike it down. He's, you know, they're obviously seen as these conservatives who, of course, are going to be against Obamacare. But in fact, he's typically, Roberts has taken a very broad view of congressional power, of federal power generally. Mm-hmm. So I could see him voting to uphold the law. I could also see him voting just very narrowly to maybe to put it off. This tax issue would be a way that we're just not going to touch it until basically 2014. That would be a way to, you know, to avoid the political, hot potato.
What's next on your list?
Well, the big Arizona immigration law. This is what's kind of the papers please law that the police can basically ask someone if they think they're undocumented, show your, you know, citizenship.
What's the constitutional issue there, that states should not be enforcing federal immigration law or not making federal immigration?
The issue is that immigration is traditionally a federal matter and that the federal government sets these laws. And Arizona's argument is that the federal government has not even been holding up its end of the bargain, and so the states then can step in and pick up the slack. And the federal government, the Obama administration's argument is that, no, this is a federal matter, the states can't do this. So it's really, it's a kind of a federalism, states' rights question.
How do you think it'll play out? Because, the hardcore or supposedly principled conservatives on the court have gone every way. Which way, it seems, in terms of federalist issues, depending on the outcome that they desire.
There's definitely been every which way. There was a case out of Arizona in the last couple years, Chamber of Commerce v. Whiting, and this had to do with a similar Arizona immigration law, but this required employers to use E-Verify to check the status. And there were five votes to uphold that. So I think that we're likely to see a repeat of that. I mean, the issues are a little different. This is definitely more controversial, but there's some recent precedent to say that the court's conservative, the five conservative leading, you know, justices are going to say that this is a state matter, let the state do it.
Next case that you're watching?
One case I've been watching is called Sackett versus EPA. This is out of Idaho. This is basically the Environmental Protection Agency issues these things called administrative compliance orders. It's a command to property owners saying you can't, you know, stop building. This is a protected wetland. And the issue here is that these administrative compliance orders, these government commands, are not subject to judicial review. So this family, the Sacketts, they want to go to court and say the EPA is wrong. This is not a wetland and we want to build. And they, under the law as it stands now, they can't do that. So this is actually a due process case as well as a property rights one, where the issue is, do they get to have their day in court?
How do you think it'll play out?
I think it's going to go in their favor. The oral arguments, not just the conservative judges who you'd expect to be, you know, sympathetic, but also Justice Breyer, Justice Ginsburg, they expressed basically the point of view that, you know, the entire American jurisprudence, you know, has been trending towards more due process rights rather than less. So why would this regulatory area, why would, you know, American citizens suddenly have less due process rights just in this one area?
All right. Well, Damon Root, Reason senior editor, talking about the latest session of the Supreme Court of the United States. Thanks for talking.
Thank you.
For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.